Hey everyone, John Jonas here, and I'm here with David James Ostaguy today.
Hi.
How you doing, David?
Good. How about you?
Doing great. We're going to do a case study with David and his kind of his success as he's used outsourcing to build his business. So first thing I want to talk about is your business model. I want to know what you're doing. What are you succeeding with? What are you doing in your business?
Well, right now I'm doing search engine optimization for clients. We don't just focus on getting them top 10 results for their website, but we also do SEO for their videos, for any articles. So that way we just own the top 10 of Google for our targeted keywords.
Sweet. Okay. How many people in the Philippines do you have working for you?
Right now we have seven people in the Philippines.
So, sweet. Okay.
And they all have different things that they do.
So let's talk about those things. What do they do?
Okay, well, for starters, when we get a new client, we start by we give them a consultation on what they need to do on page to get the best SEO. We kind of give them a brief overview of the stuff we do offline, off-site SEO. And once we get the client, then we ask them for what keywords that we feel or that they would feel would be great to target. And we give it to one guy on our outsource team, and they start doing keyword research. We'll go for about like 5 to 10 core keywords, and each core keyword is a specific keyword that's really hard to rank for. But we also just kind of run with that one core keyword. So if the keyword was make money online, we would have our outsource person create about 50 other keywords from that core keyword. So it would be make money online while sleeping, or make money online while, hanging out with friends and stuff like that. So we compile a bunch of keywords together. Then we hand it over to the client. They accept it, and then we just keep moving forward from there.
Okay, sweet. So, all right. So you have one guy that'll do a bunch of keyword research. What do your other people do?
Well, once they give us the okay, then we have some people that have software such as XRumor. We'll start building backlinks using XRumor. If they need some sort of help with their on-site SEO, we'll have an outsourced person go in and just make a few minor adjustments, like maybe adding some more keywords, improving their meta title, meta description. We have another person that also creates videos for our clients too, just using something as simple as Animoto. Because we're focusing on not just getting them good rankings for their keyword, but owning the complete top 10 of Google for that targeted keyword. So we'll create videos. We'll build backlinks with that. We use something called Scrapebox to help build backlinks. We have people on our team build backlinks to high PageRank sites. And also we have somebody that will take various articles, spin them, and submit them using like article marketing robot or unique article wizard, things like that.
Sweet. Do you have anybody that does anything different, you know, like kind of outside of what people would normally think to have someone do? Do you have anything? I don't know if you do. I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. One thing I have right now, which I haven't perfected yet, I hired a girl. And what she does is she finds people in the Los Angeles area, and she'll compile a list of, let's say, attorneys in Los Angeles. And she'll write an email. She'll compile a list of maybe about 100 attorneys in Los Angeles. And what she'll do is she'll send an email to all of them. And what she'll actually do, she'll CC everybody. So that way, when they open the email, it shows that this email has been sent out to 100 of their competitors. And it just simply says, thanks for opening this email. We're a SEO consulting place in Los Angeles. We have room for, you know, one person, you know, one attorney in Los Angeles, and we'll give you a free consultation, and then we just kind of go from there. And it's amazing how some people just really jump on it because they see that their competitors have been CC'd on this.
So you have a girl doing lead generation for you.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Can you go through your hiring process? What have you done to hire these people? How did you find them?
Well, one place is Craigslist in the Philippines. That one's really easy. We'll put something on like Manila or Davao City. I'm really horrible at butchering the names of these places in the Philippines. But and we get a lot of responses. And when it comes to the interviewing process, we just look over their resume. We see, you know, what experience they have. And we've noticed that it's sometimes slightly exaggerated. So when they say they're a professional at WordPress, it means that they've put together a couple WordPress sites. So, which that's fine. And then we just get in touch with them. And we do like what you mentioned. You give them a difficult task to start off with. And 50% of the time, they'll either disappear, or the other 50%, they'll come back with questions. And we always make sure, too, that, you know, if you have any questions about anything, you know, feel free to let us know, because it seems like they're kind of shy and they don't want to disappoint us or whatever if they get stuck on something. And we tell them, you know, ask questions. That's how you learn the system, is asking a lot of questions.
It's perfect. That's why I started doing the difficult first task, because half the people would just disappear. And it was like, how can I weed through these people? And that's where it comes from. So,
Yeah, exactly. And some of the people we hire for, like, you know, for example, XRumor and Scrapebox, we make sure that they do have experience in that, because I don't even know how to use XRumor. I don't know how to use Scrapebox. I leave that up to them. I know it's a, you know, cool tool to build backlinks really fast, and I just leave it up to them.
I know that we use one of those, and I have no idea how to use it either.
So, I heard there's a huge learning curve with XRumor. It takes a little while to learn.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you are finding people with experience in those things?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, cool. What have you done to train your people? What have you done to get them, to make them productive for you?
Well, one thing we do, also another place I forgot to mention where we found an outsourced person. We found somebody on Fiverr one time.
Okay,
I was doing a really good job at search engine optimization, like simple tasks. And we actually hired him on. Although he's not in the Philippines, he's actually from Turkey. But he has 12 years of SEO experience. And we asked if we could hire him on full time. And he said he would do it for $550 a month. So, I mean, you can't beat that. And it's funny, too, because I'll go to him for SEO advice. I'll tell him, what do you think we need to do? What should we do here? You know, stuff like that. And he'll just lay it out. You know, we need to do this, you know, this step and then this step, and just keep moving forward. So it's really cool.
That's amazing, man. Good. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So how have you trained your people? What have you done to make them productive for you?
Well, for some of the projects, it's just as simple as giving them a guide on how to do it. I had somebody that kind of knew how to build WordPress sites. I had a product from Brian Johnson on how to build WordPress sites, niche sites, and things like that. I got in contact with Brian and asked him if I could give this product to somebody in the Philippines, which he said, yeah, of course, that's fine. So I just gave it to him. I told him to watch the videos, and if he had any questions, just let me know. So pretty much I just mostly get some sort of guide, and I just hand it to them, and I tell them if they have any questions, just let me know. And sometimes I'll create some videos too.
Okay, very cool. Any tips that you have learned as you've done this, you know, what things could you teach someone else that have kind of been either mistakes that you've made or things that you've figured out that would really be helpful to someone else when they're doing this?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started out and before I checked out Replace Myself, I would hire people in the Philippines, and I always had that worry that I didn't have enough work for them. And I would start out by hiring them part-time, and I was paying them like about $550 a month or something for part-time work. And every time, it would always fall short. Projects wouldn't get done. I wouldn't hear from them for weeks. Stuff like that. But then once I found out that you could hire people in the Philippines for about $250, $300 a month, that really gave me an idea of, you know, how many people I could get and what type of stuff I should expect from them. And I just have them check in every day. You know, if I don't hear from them for a couple days, I contact them and ask why I haven't heard from them. Usually it's just a problem with their internet connection, or there's some sort of somebody stole the copper wire from their house or something. It's always something, but I mean, you need to expect that kind of stuff. But it's so funny because they'll tell me, okay, well, I'm going to go to an internet cafe and I'm going to help work, you know, while that's being fixed. So they always make up for it. And hire people full time. Don't play around with part time. Because I've found from personal experience, and like what you've always mentioned, when you hire somebody part-time, then they're looking for another part-time job on top of it. And so they're working on two different projects, and you'll eventually find that the work starts to lack. So just have them check in every day, hire them full-time, and make sure that you have specific tasks for specific people. So the person I have doing X-Rumor and Scrape Box and things like that, I'm not going to have him out building websites or creating YouTube videos. So I separate the projects so that way they have specific things that that they do.
That is some, I mean, there's some great advice there. That is some really, really good stuff. Thank you, David. I appreciate it. This has been really great. It's been very helpful. It's good to hear your success. I get a text right as we're finishing. So, any last words before we close?
Yeah. Another thing too is I'm a pretty honest guy, and the people in the Philippines, the majority of people are fairly honest as well. But every now and then, you may come across somebody who's trying to play you. Like for one example, when I first started out outsourcing stuff, there was a guy that was asking for some money in advance because, I don't know, he was about to lose his internet connection and things like that. I actually gave him money in advance, which just don't do, because never. All of a sudden he disappeared. And then I emailed him, and it was so funny because it was about a week or two later, I get an email from his brother, supposedly his brother, and his brother said, he's in the hospital right now, he's very ill, but he's going to message, you know, he's going to send an email from the hospital. Then I get an email from him saying, yeah, I'm going to be out of the hospital, and I want to pay you back the money that you gave me. I apologize for this. So I gave him my PayPal account. I said, yeah, just go ahead and send the money back over to me. And of course, I never heard from him again. So
that's really great advice. Don't ever, ever prepay for work.
Yeah. Because every now and then you'll get some really sympathetic stories. Not that I'm saying that they're not true. I mean, but, you know, just kind of watch, you know, watch out for people trying to scam you.
Great, great advice. And short and sweet and to the point. That was wonderful. Thank you, David. I appreciate you being here. And thanks, everyone, for watching. Talk to you later.
Thanks.